Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
These owners can charge, look, supply and demand. When the demand falls off, they'll change the pricing. Unfortunately, look, even like Comerica right now, of course you're going to see prices stagnate. Or of course you'll see fees get waived. And I mean, you see teams do what they do. But no, they charge what they charge, Alan, because they can.
Okay. Yeah, that was the only thing that usually upsets me, is if they're making $450 and it's costing me $600 to take my family of four and I'm contributing to that, that usually gets me a little worked up.
No, and it should. I mean, Alan, bottom line, you want to see prices come down? Show me an empty stadium. Honestly.
Yeah, and that was my point to him without really saying. I kind of wanted you to explain it to him, but people assumed, okay, Mickey got his deal, ticket prices went up. Not necessarily because of his deal, because no. of demand.
Exactly.
People wanted to come see him. What happens is what pays the salaries is TV. That's what pays
Correct.
The salaries.
Correct.
So that's why when you talk about, you know, demand, it went up because of that. There's nobody going to show up probably this year. Not a lot of people going to show up, and the ticket prices are going to be lower.
But if
and
you
Mickey's
do,
contract is still the same.
Yeah, but if you do and you're banging out those $14 3-foot margaritas, well, you get what you deserve.
Oh, yeah.
You got what you wanted. You got a night of entertainment, but you can't complain about it.
And that's what it really is about. It's about entertainment. If you want to go out and be, you know, have fun, you're going to pay for the fun.
That's like Roberto complaining about the strip club. Well, I don't go and waste all your money.
Yeah, he's already been bugging me about plans this weekend in Vegas.
I'm just messing.
Can I say this real quick?
A father of two. What a disgrace.
Let me offer you this real quick, too. In addition to
Sully, apologize
addition
for that.
To talking to,
apologize.
No, Roberto didn't say that.
No, thank you. Apologize for it because you're going to get him in trouble. You're going to get the listeners thinking he's a total degenerate. Don't do that.
Roberto did not say that. He's been talking to me about drinking on the plane tomorrow night, but just that's about it. No strip club stuff. That's okay. Yeah, of course.
No, he'll be at the Bunny Ranch instead.
I want to offer this opinion as well.
Breasts.
See, I can't even offer because it's not even
suck a dick.
It's impossible to offer a serious opinion within all this.
You can lick it.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
All right, Sully, okay. we're all
I know I'm going to start and you're going to do it again.
No, but we're all listening. We're captivated. Go
so
ahead.
I'd like to offer
6 more inches.
Believe me, I wish I could offer 6 more inches. My God. I wish I could offer 2 more inches.
Huh? That sounds like load management.
You know, I'll take all the inches I can get.
Oh!
See what you do here? I'm going to say my opinion.
Are we on the airplane yet? Oh, man.
All right, let me
yeah,
say this.
Please.
I'm
totally captivated by
with
your opinion.
Sports, and this is important because you might be surprised to hear me say this. It's also a situation with LeBron right now where I think you look at him out in L.A. and he's gone Hollywood. He's not motivated on the floor, and he has other interests. Money, Hollywood stuff, whatever, movies. And I think it's kind of just all-encompassing here when you talk about the state of sports that
Nailed
a lot
it.
Of these guys are interested in other things.
Nailed it.
As opposed to winning.
LeBron couldn't exist 15 years ago. Kobe and Shaq were in L.A. They were never like this.
No.
Shaq maybe made a movie or an album, whatever. But you're right. The money's the separator. LeBron signed this unbelievable contract. I think all of his interests are off the court. I got the barbershop, I got the mile, I'm doing Space Jam, I'm on my Instagram, I'm singing into the camera, I'm getting my teammates traded, I'm going to get a coach fired. Basketball's in last place.
Yeah.
Mike, you know what? It's a hell of a good point. Once we sorted through all the inches and the breasts and the nonsense,
right?
You're right.
But that, I mean, LeBron so much has said earlier this year, I don't have to win another championship, I've already done it all. Like, you can't say stuff like this. But it does speak to maybe a glimpse into the mindset of some of these guys where, no, it's like what we talked about with Dan Wetzel. Maybe the priority isn't winning a championship. Maybe it's getting another contract. Maybe it's providing a life for yourself. And that's fine.
Like, but
that's,
then how does that affect fans? And that's the point of our topic.
It's just different than, like you said, a red ass that just totally wants to win. The priorities have shifted over the years to more money-based, more off-field, off-court stuff than this dream that I think we have as fans of thinking that these athletes really want to go bring the city a championship. It doesn't always work like that.
Well done. I actually kind of feel bad we had played a few drops there. Sorry about that. That's good opinion.
See, but here's the thing. You talk about how it affects the fans. Well, just leave it right there at LeBron James. He's so focused on off the court, he doesn't play in Detroit because of load management. He wants to not play in back-to-back. And what's happening in Milwaukee tonight? He's not playing again. One time in Milwaukee, he's not playing, showing up for the fans. So that affects the fans. And everyone says about LeBron, oh, he's going to be the first, you know, athlete owner and all this stuff. He's going to own a team. Well, this is what happens towards the end of your career when you've made all that money and he's starting to set himself up.
It's all off court. And I'll tell you the other motivation he's got. He wants to play with his son.
Oh, yeah.
That'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
Some team, it might be in Charlotte or it might be in Phoenix or some other broke bleep organization. But bet your ass someone's going to pay LeBron James $30 million for one season to play with his son when his son gets drafted in 3-4 years, whatever it is.
But that's the difference between now and then, because LeBron is doing what Magic did. But Magic didn't do it until off the court. He didn't do it until he was done playing. LeBron is doing it while he's still playing because the money is so big. He's setting himself up. He got another show that's about to air on ABC soon. Everything is happening off the court. He doesn't even care about the on-court stuff anymore.
Agreed. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.